From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has signaled a tougher approach to Iran, demanding changes that include dropping its nuclear program, pulling back from regional conflicts such as the civil war in Syria, support of militant groups, and an end to state sponsor of terrorism.
Iran continues to be, during the JCPOA, the world's largest sponsor of terror. It continues to serve as sanctuary for al-Qaeda, as it has done since 9/11, and remains unwilling to bring to justice senior al-Qaeda members residing in Tehran.
Pompeo warned of unprecedented financial pressure on the Iranian regime, but offered a new day in relations if it changes course.
Once this is achieved, we're prepared to end the principal components of every one of our sanctions against the regime. We're happy at that point to reestablish full diplomatic and commercial relationships with Iran. And we're prepared to admit Iran to have advanced technology. If Iran makes this fundamental strategic shift, we too are prepared to support the modernization, reintegration of the Iranian economy into the international economic system.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani dismissed the remarks, insisting his government will continue its path with the support of the people. The European Union said the Pompeo speech does not demonstrate how walking away from the 2015 nuclear agreement with Tehran makes the region safer from nuclear proliferation. The Democratic Republic of Congo has begun administering an experimental Ebola vaccine to medical staff in the northwest city of Mbandaka. The World Health Organization is providing more than 7,500 doses to deal with an outbreak first detected in April that has claimed at least 26 lives. Mbandaka is a city of a million, and a handful of cases has raised alarm. The deadly virus could quickly spread. This is VOA News.